You're with The World Today from the BBC. Now then, as more Western businesses outsource call centre jobs to Asia, there's an increasing demand for workers whose English isn't just fluent, but is accentless too. The workers are also being encouraged to take on English names and even identities, lifestyles even, and we'll hear a bit more about this in a moment. But first, let's hear the sort of training instruction available to these workers.
I can help you install English in yourself. For you to speak English with fluency and accuracy, you need range. Your English corpus should be large. Your sentence structure should be firmly installed in you. If you have to remember rules and then apply them in the construction of sentences, your speech will lack fluency.
Well, I've been speaking to Shehzad Nadeem, author of Dead Ringers, a book about the lives of call centre workers in India. So why do businesses want their employees to get accent training?
There's two levels of it. You know, one is sort of the issue of clarity, the differences between Indian English and American or British English. And so they want to sort of make sure that objectively there's clarity. And the second component is an aesthetic one. In that case, they want the worker to sound pleasant aesthetically to the potential customer, you could say. So there's a whole sort of gamut of training as far as accents go. You know, one good example is they want to get rid of sort of stigmatized Indian retroflex consonants, right? So where the tongue is curled back in a T in, say, Hindi or something, where you have but, they want to change it to but.
Okay. Right? One of the issues with this, though, is the concept of a neutralized English accent.
Sure.
Because people listening to this will notice that you and I have different accents, although we're both probably native English speakers.
Mm-hmm.
What's the idea of a neutralized English accent? What does that sound like?
It includes things like that, like the but I just said. It'll also be things like going from hard to hard, car to car.
Say that again.
So, hard. So you want to. So an American would say hard, right? An Indian would say hard.
And a British person would say hard.
Hard, right? So what they've tried to do is that there's so many workers that sort of shift around from company to company because the industry has really high levels of turnover. And so the idea of the sort of the neutral global accent is that, okay, now we can make these workers, you know, serve a variety of markets. Not, you know, one particular to England or particular to the US.
And how does that affect a person's personality? Because a lot of Indian people speak English a lot of the time in their normal lives in India. And to change your accent in that language that you already feel very comfortable in, does that change your personality as well?
A lot of Indians speak English beautifully, right? So it's one of these things where sometimes workers do adopt the sort of persona very literally. You know, Plato once said that an actor's mask is apt to become his face. And in this case, you have some workers, like this guy Sean I met, who took on the persona of Sean inside and outside the workplace, right? So that meant he would go party in clubs, he'd have all of his family and friends call him Sean. The industry is very young in terms of its workforce, under 30 years of age, you could say, most folks. And so there is that enthusiasm, but there's also folks who are either indifferent or pretty annoyed by this shifting. And one of the reasons why people become annoyed is that the accent and identity shifting is sort of enforced through very strict oversight and surveillance. So this often means that, you know, if you slip into sort of an Indianism or whatever, you get marked down. There's a motion detection software which kind of uses waves to discern sort of the emotion of the caller or the respondent. So this can range from irritation, duplicity, to even arousal in a sense. So all of these kind of technologies, these managerial technologies, are used to ensure that the actor's mask doesn't slip.
That was Shehzad Nadeem speaking to me a short time ago. And Abdul Rahman, what do you think about all of that?
Well, I love the training recording at the top of that particular package where this very strange-sounding man tells us to install in yourself a certain type of language, as if these pieces were people of hardware that required software upgrades from time to time. English 1.0, 2.0, 3.0, English American, English British. And I think it says something something about the ethics and the morality that underlie the globalization of the workforce, and particularly in call centers, and the creation of these artificial personalities and individuals. And I imagine that down the road, the impact, the social impact of this is certainly going to be felt. And I think Shahzad alluded to that as towards the end of that piece.
I do find it quite insidious, really. Mm.